This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. The March cattle on feed report from USDA shows another year-over-year decrease in cattle inventory in feedlots in the United States. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
In breaking down the March cattle on feed report, USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says that the number of placements for the month of February was 18% lower than last year. However, McConnell says February of 2024 was a bit unusual.
February of 2024, we actually had a relatively high placement number. A lot of that was driven by the fact that we had some pretty strong winter storms in January of 2024.
There have been slower marketings due to higher prices and in turn a slower slaughter pace to begin the year. Overall, 11.6 million head of cattle were recorded in feedlots as of March 1st. That total inventory number is a decrease of 2% year over year, says McConnell.
In feedlots with greater than 1,000 head, there was 11.58 million head of cattle. That's 2% lower than March 1st of last year. Making up that inventory, during the month of February, there was 1.55 million head of cattle placed into feedlots. That was 18% lower than a year ago. And during the month of February, there was 1.63 head of cattle marketed out of feedlots. That was 9% lower than a year ago. However, if you take into account that this month we had one fewer slaughter day than last month, it was only about 4% lower than the previous year.
That was USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell. For the grains, USDA will release the prospective plantings report on March 31st and will give the first glimpse into what to expect for acreage numbers this planting season. March 31st will also be the release date for the quarterly grain stocks report. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.